Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Friday, February 7th, 2025. Maine Attorney General Aaron Fry and 14 attorneys general issued a joint statement Wednesday to reaffirm their commitment to protecting access to gender-affirming care in the face of the Trump administration's recent executive orders. The coalition released the following statement, quote, "As state attorneys general, we stand firmly in support of health care policies that respect the dignity and rights of all people. Health care decisions should be made by patients, families, and doctors, not by a politician trying to use his power to restrict your freedoms. Gender-affirming care is essential, life-saving medical treatment that supports individuals in living as their authentic selves. The Trump administration's recent executive order is wrong on the science and the law. Despite what the Trump administration has suggested, there is no connection between, quote, female genital mutilation, end quote, and gender-affirming care, and no federal law makes gender-affirming care unlawful. President Trump cannot change that by executive order." Last week, attorneys general secured a critical win from a federal court that directed the federal government to resume funding that had been frozen by the Trump administration. In response to the court's order, the Department of Justice has sent a notice stating that, quote, "Federal agencies cannot pause, freeze, impede, block, cancel, or terminate any awards or obligations on the basis of the OMB memo or on the basis of the president's recently issued executive orders," end quote. Their statement goes on to say, "This means that federal funding to institutions that provide gender-affirming care continues to be available irrespective of President Trump's recent executive order. If the federal administration takes additional action to impede this critical funding, we will not hesitate to take further legal action. State attorneys general will continue to enforce state laws that provide access to gender-affirming care in states where such enforcement authority exists, and we will challenge any unlawful effort by the Trump administration to restrict access in our jurisdictions," end quote. Joining Maine's Attorney General Fry in issuing the statement were the attorney generals of California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Hawaii, Illinois, Maryland, Massachusetts, New York, New Jersey, Nevada, Rhode Island, Vermont, and Wisconsin. The Bess C. Wright Cancer Resource Center offers free yoga classes for all levels. They're available to the public and available in person or via Zoom. Quote, "Gentle Yoga with Mary Klein will be focusing on a new yoga and wellness workshop each month. She'll explore a specific health and wellness issue with a yoga practice that includes yoga postures, energy and acupressure points, and ancient and traditional lifestyle practices. For the month of February, the focus will be yoga for the heart. We will explore yoga poses that help open and strengthen our physical and emotional heart. We will also learn energy and acupressure for keeping our hearts open. Whether you hope to become more aware of or open your heart, or just want to enjoy yoga in a supportive atmosphere, you are invited to join and explore through our gentle yoga classes," end quote. The in-person classes are held at the Bess C. Wright Cancer Resource Center in Commerce Park in Ellsworth, or you can attend online. The classes are held on Wednesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. For more information or to register and receive the Zoom link, you can call the Resource Center at 664-0339, email them at info@bethwrightcancercenter.org and put yoga in the subject line, or go to bethwrightcancercenter.org. And our 4 p.m. local public affairs program today will be Conversations from the Pointed Firs. Author Avery Yale Kimmela will join Peter Neal, the host, for a discussion of the history of vegetarianism in Maine. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care, and I will see you on Monday.